My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And I think some people were bummed out a little bit, maybe in Kansas City, just because Amari Cooper was at the top of a lot of people's wish lists.
Sure.
And I'll admit, I was a little bummed about it. I think anybody panicking, that'd be foolish. We've seen this regime time in and time again put together a championship caliber roster, not make the trade everybody thought they had to make, and traded away Tyreek Hill, all these things, and they've been just fine. I still think they need a trade for a wide receiver, and we'll have another couple weeks to discuss who could still be traded for. There's obviously a couple names that are out there and some reporting. We'll also hear what somebody from Nashville had to say yesterday to CDOT on the drive about maybe DeAndre Hopkins. Maybe that's on the top of your wish list. You have a different wish list, though.
Yeah, so I know we're going to talk about wide receivers and certainly have to talk about MVS now that he's a free agent. You and I did not entertain it yesterday when he was still a member of the Buffalo Bills during the show. He's no longer a member of the Buffalo Bills, which means he is probably on the Chiefs shortlist. Why are we talking so much about wide receiver trades and not even mentioning defensive line? And I know you're going to say, well, you just told me that this defense is better than last year's. It is. I tend to believe in, though, on the NFL end, strengthen your strength. Like, you know, make the part of your team that is good better. It is easier to get that 2% better on defense than it is to try to fix a unit that isn't working. Fix a unit that isn't working required you to probably get one of the two players who were traded yesterday. Get Davante Adams or get Amari Cooper. If you are looking to make a unit better, the incremental difference of better might be on the defensive line before that. And the reason why I mention them is there are some names available. Like defensive line, because of these teams, these same teams that we keep talking about Amari Cooper being available, Myles Garrett is not that much to obtain. He really isn't. He is cheap and available. And some of the other guys, well, I assume he's available because I don't know why they're holding on to the rest of that roster at this point. There are Hassan Reddick is available. The Jets are reportedly.
I'll be honest. I have no interest in him. I have no interest in him because I have to seriously question your judgment and your desire to play football and contribute to a team that is trying to make history. When you got traded from Philly because you wanted out for more money, he's not the first player that's ever done that. That's fine.
Then you go to
the Jets and your own agents, even though the agent works for you, they basically said, yeah, we're kind of done with you.
That never happens.
Yeah, and now he's getting traded from... I have Hassan Reddick, honestly, I have no interest
that's
in
fine.
Him.
He can be a no on your list, but yeah. I can give you five or seven names. He would be one of the ones who is available on the list of defensive ends. And the truth is, they've not been good enough in the pass rush outside of Chris Jones. If you want to tell me that Charles Amenihu is your guy, I'll listen. But I think if you're kicking around wide receivers, you should be kicking around defensive linemen.
Yeah, so that's my answer to your, hey, do they need to go trade for somebody? Is that I think they're getting an in-season acquisition that had 6.5 sacks last year. Maybe he's 80%, 85%, whatever, of what he was. Talking about Charles Amenihu, I don't know. We're going to all find out in the next month when eventually he returns, hopefully, from an ACL injury. But I know how dominant he was last year. He was a problem for teams. And so I view that as their acquisition midseason. I don't know. There are names that are out there. I don't know if that's the position that I want to give up draft capital for. I'll be honest. The defense, you're right that it's that you want to build on a strength. Sure. But I mean, at this point, that to me is not the area where I think, oh my gosh, I got to give up draft capital for. If you told me I have a choice between giving up, let's just call it a condition. We'll just simplify this conversation based off of the compensation yesterday. Let's say it's a conditional third round pick. Would I rather give up another conditional third round pick for a wide receiver or for defensive lineman? I'm going to still choose the wide receiver. And I'll tell you what's nice is right now, based on the wide receivers that are left, even though we're disappointed, maybe Amari Cooper's not available anymore. None of them are probably taking a conditional third. It's probably now we're in probably fifth round pick territory. I like that. Whereas some of the pass rushers still might be a higher draft pick required, maybe even more money. And I already have an asset coming back. Wide receiver, maybe they get Hollywood Brown back in week 16. I do know I'm getting Amenihu back. I don't know I'm getting Hollywood Brown back, and I know I'm not getting Rashee Rice back.
The problem is by the time you get Amenihu back, the trade deadline will have passed and you won't know what level of player you're getting. And I get it. The easy argument is, well, look how they're playing without Charles Amenihu. It ain't that bad. I'm just telling you, it's easier to strengthen the way. I think the Chiefs have to win via the defense. I'm not saying they can't ever score or won't have to score in order to win their third championship. I'm not telling Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the NFL. But if you're asking me how this team is going to win a championship, it will be via the defense for a large majority of the regular season. Postseason's kind of a different animal, because the postseason seems to have a different version of Patrick Mahomes, and we know that it has a different version of Patrick Mahomes. Okay, fine. I'm just saying, if you're going to entertain wide receivers, maybe it's both. Like you said, the wide receiver market is already, you're probably looking at fifth round picks now, not thirds. The thirds went. Those are gone. The drop-off between what those guys were traded for and who's available is significantly down. And one of the markets in which there is more players available than I was anticipating is defensive end, because so many different bad teams seemingly have at least a decent defensive end.
But the only guy we really know that's available is Hassan Reddick. We don't know that Miles Garrett is available. Max Crosby, I don't think, is available.
Maybe not available to the Chiefs,
Definitely not the Chiefs. The Lions also are the team that actually needs to go.
They lost
Aiden Hutchinson. That'd be like the Chiefs losing Chris Jones. Then I'd obviously agree with you that, they need to go trade for an asset. So the Lions are already, I think, going to be more aggressive than you are, understandably so. They might end up with Hassan Reddick. Who knows? I don't know that there's actually all that many names available in that market to begin with. And we'll see. We got a couple weeks. You're right. I mean, when we get close to November 5th, maybe it's a clearer picture. I just don't feel the necessity to go out and add a defensive lineman. I feel like wide receiver still is a necessity. Doesn't mean that this team isn't going to win with defense. We saw it last year. That is all true. But man, I'll tell you, I still wouldn't mind the offense coming along a little bit closer for the ride the rest of the way. And how do you get them a little closer? I don't think it's still running out Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, Xavier Worthy as my first three receivers.
Now, Deontay Johnson, if that team makes the Super Bowl, that's a ridiculous wide receiver crew to take
course,
to the Super Bowl.
I mean, if you look at Deontay Johnson as a name, yeah, he doesn't step in and be your number one receiver, but he's probably my number two receiver. At minimum, he's my number three if he comes into this organization. Amari Cooper, of course, would have been the number one. That's why everybody was very excited. DeAndre Hopkins, we learned something yesterday from the Nashville reporter that was on with CDOT, where he's still not 100% DeAndre Hopkins. He's still dealing with it from a tear in his MCL, I guess, and he's playing through it. That scares me a little bit more. Maybe that impacts the compensation. You can get them cheaper. I don't know.
I mean, I would think so. If every other person on the planet seemingly knows that. Look, I'm just preparing for the eventuality that Marquez Valdez-Scantling, then I can dust off my old Ray Gun shirt, the one single Ray Gun shirt I have about Marquez Valdez-Scantling that we handed out in Phoenix during Super Bowl week.
All right, well, the name is Marquez, by the way.
I would never make that mistake.
No.
I'm just preparing myself for the eventuality that he's back with this team. I don't think it will stop them from looking at trades, but haven't you just accepted your fate? The Chiefs don't have any wide receivers. Every wide receiver they've brought in is a former Chief who used to play in this offense, and then it just so happens this week, MVS is on the street.
He is.
You should just accept your fate.
Do I
have to be? I'm not excited about it. No, I'm not. I'm not like, I'm not excited about it. So, do I accept the eventuality? I do.
So MVS in the playoffs, we all know he's a different player. So if you tell me between him or DeMarcus Robinson, I actually would take MVS. He was on the team last year and he helped him in the postseason. I would. Between giving up draft assets for DeMarcus Robinson, who I want to remind people, just because it's been a couple years, we feel differently. I'll remind you how you felt about D-Rob when they decided to part ways with him. The guy didn't run forward. He ran backwards and everybody couldn't stand it. Everybody can't stand MVS because he dropped passes. But I'll remind you, he helped them win two Super Bowls because he was great in the postseason. So between the two, I will choose him. I'll be honest, though. Yes, he's familiar with the system. I don't think he's a good fit for this current team. And that is because we know they brought him in the past to be a deep threat.
Yeah, run fast and straight.
They have Mecole Hardman and Xavier Worthy to do that. And maybe by week 16, Hollywood Brown. They don't need a straight line running wide receiver. They need someone who can have strong route running capabilities in some of the underneath routes and pick up a key third down, not someone that can run 40 yards down the field that may or may not drop the football. I don't need that. I don't need that at all. I don't think MVS is actually a good fit with the way the roster is currently constructed. If Xavier Worthy was the guy hurt instead of somebody else, then maybe I would be more on board. No, MVS for a variety of reasons. It's a no for me.
I will say on Mecole in the deep end, I actually think Justin Watson is a better deep threat on that end. When's the last time you remember Mecole catching a deep pass? Like, has anybody got an example of Mecole catching a ball over 20 yards sometime in the last 2 years? Because I sure as hell haven't seen it.
He struggles to track the ball.
He was thrown one last year.
Justin Watson's a little bit better than just about anybody else on this roster getting open 20 yards down the field. Your point's valid still that the deep threat part of the offense is not the part of the offense that they are missing at the moment. Look, Deontay Johnson appears to be the best wide receiver, best fit available left on the market, probably realistically. If we're just saying you could have your pick of the litter of the remaining players, just as long as we're not being unrealistic about it, I just feel like MVS is going to end up a Chief. Maybe by tomorrow. doesn't it just
I don't
feel
think they
like
have to
a Chief?
You think there's a strong market for him in free agency?
No, but like
they can take their time and see what this offense looks like against the 49ers, please. Let's see how before we get desperate.
Every year, dude, they have brought back Jerick McKinnon after he was a free agent. They have brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire after he was a free agent. They have brought back, I mean, every single player they bring back in free agency on the offense is some dude who used to play here. And actually, I used to look at this as like an annoyance. But if I go back and watch the true Patriots dynasties and paid attention to what they do, the Patriots dynasties would make players who were not valuable literally anywhere else after 2 years of futility with no one, and then James White would come back and be productive for the Chiefs, and you're like, what the hell? He does nothing for any team at all. He doesn't matter for any team at all. And they will somehow make Juju Smith-Schuster was unproductive for other people. And Kareem Hunt wasn't even on a team. He wasn't productive for the team he was with last year. Somehow they will bring in MVS and he will at least be productive. Will he be a superstar? No, he wasn't even a superstar when he was here.
Yeah, I mean, Nate Taylor joked, and it's true. It's like, can you just wake up MVS for the playoffs, and that's the only time you need him.
Lie also, to him and tell him every day's
just,
January.
Yeah, that's basically what Nate Taylor said. Mecole Hardman, for no reason, just catching strays from you. The guy caught a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. He caught a 40-plus or 50-plus yard pass in the Super Bowl, too. Just catching strays from you for no reason.
He's not a deep pass guy. He's closer to the line of scrimmage. I got nothing against him.
I was talking to our guy Banky yesterday, and maybe this goes back to the entire play-the-rookie conversation. Does it make that much of a difference over 5 weeks or three weeks? Does that 3 weeks really make a difference where they would rather bring in DeMarcus Robinson than trade two picks for Amari Cooper? Like, is it that big of a difference where we need the guy that knows the system? Is it really that big of a difference to get DeMarcus Robinson instead of Amari Cooper?
Yeah, it's pretty significant. I mean, because I don't think that's nothing.
Three weeks, the Chiefs can survive. The Chiefs could lose the next 3 weeks, and my confidence would not dip at a single bit on them winning the division. And
yeah, nobody's judging the moves based off of regular season. It's basically, do we think they have enough to go on the Super Bowl? And I told you
with Amari Cooper,
before,
I'd have more confidence than DeMarcus Ross.
Agreeing. Yeah,
because to me, that it's hard to wrap my head around. What would they like to bring in guys, and they only bring in guys that have been in that system? Is it Amari Cooper's a smart? He. It's not like he's never going to learn the system. It might take a little bit longer, but
yeah,
it's not like he's never going to figure it out by the time they get to the playoffs.
Based on our conversation with Nate Taylor, who's well connected within the Chiefs organization, Amari Cooper is not somebody they were interested in. And you're like, why not? You know, I was interested. They were not. We can all speculate about why. I think the age part is part of the equation. We know that if you're over 30, they just, unless your name is Travis Kelce or, you know, Chris Jones, they just really don't, you know, value giving up assets for that. Doesn't mean they won't sign a backup, veteran or something like that, but they're usually not going and giving up draft capital to acquire a player that's across 30. They just haven't done it in this era.
They're discriminatory against people over the age of 30.
They haven't really done that.
And maybe the Amari Cooper is actually Deontay Johnson. Like you can rotate those guys. They have the extra capital. It's not like they're trading their only third round pick. They had 2/3.
I know. Yeah. No, that's why I'm with you, man. Like that's why I would have been fine with trading for Cooper. I'm just saying, as an organization, they have shown us time and time again, if you are depending on your date of birth, they're not giving up draft assets.
Think of it as Leonardo DiCaprio's dating life, okay? Except for the cutoff year, instead of 24 is 29.
Yeah, he's done with you.
Brett
Veach
is done with you. Uh-huh. He's turning and burning. It's time to get out of the game. If you are 30 years old, he's looking for the younger model, okay? That's just the reality of his GM practices.
It's like the offensive line thing that you guys were talking about with, like Andy doesn't draft a certain, they don't draft a certain type of offensive lineman.
They will not draft an offensive tackle with a arm length below a certain degree.
That was what it was.
Whether it's real or it's very real. So, like, if you're looking at offensive line prospects in an NFL draft, start with people with a certain arm length. I know that sounds stupid sometimes, but it's also just the way that Brett Veach operates. And I'm not here to question the overall philosophy of the way Brett Veach operates. It seems to be working. Individual moves, different conversation. Philosophy seems like a pretty good one.
Well, and that's the thing. I want them to trade for a receiver. I think they need to. But I'll stick with what we said heading into week one of the season over a month ago, which was, hey, if there's an up and down period, and let me remind you, this team is 5-0. But if there's an up and down period at all, and you think, oh my gosh, this is something you just can't overcome, there is virtually nothing that can happen in the regular season that you can come to me and say, this is going to prevent them definitively from winning a Super Bowl. I'm not going to take, we saw last year, other than your quarterback being hurt and not being available in the playoffs, you cannot convince me that there's anything that can happen to this year's team in the regular season that should make you truly believe they cannot win. Like if they don't trade for receiver after it's November 6th, day after the trade deadline, they didn't trade for anybody. If you are texting in, well, can't win a Super Bowl now, didn't trade a wide receiver. I'll be honest. I will probably think that you aren't a very smart, logical person when it comes to football. Because
you
this
put that
team,
very gently.
Yeah, I was trying to think of. Yeah, there's a different direction. A different direction I could have gone. But look, we've seen the track record, right? It'd be foolish for you to say, man, just can't win a Super Bowl now since Brett Veach didn't trade for a wide receiver. What is he doing? That'd be a dumb thing to say.
It really would.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Would be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit tmobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.